Welcome to Fire Minister Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I'm never going to stop saying this. It's so wonderful. He is Lord, and He's Lord of my life, and I know He's the Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about acknowledging the ministry of the Spirit, you see. If you don't acknowledge the ministry of the Spirit, you will not encourage His working. You know, it's just like working with somebody and not acknowledging the person's presence in your life. You know, when you see him, you just pass by and you don't say anything to him. You know, that's not how it's supposed to be. We have to acknowledge him. If someone does something good, you acknowledge him, you know. And the more you acknowledge him, the more you encourage his duty in your life to go on, you see. So we must encourage the workings of the Spirit in our lives by acknowledging his ministry in our life. And that's what I'm trying to let you know. If you read in Philemon 1 verse 6, Paul mentions that, he says, I pray that the communication or the sharing of your faith might become effectual or might become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. You see, and one of the good, beautiful things that are in us by virtue of we being in Christ Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person in our lives. Hallelujah. You see, and He has a ministry. He has a ministry in our lives. Yesterday I said that He's the one who lets you know that you are born again and lets you know all the free things that have been given to you in Christ Jesus. And apart from that, one of His ministries in your life is to bring the fellowship of the Father and of the Son into your life. You see, He's there to communicate the fellowship or the oneness, the sharing in. He's the one who lets you know God. He's the one who lets you know God the Father and God the Son. Without Him, you can't know God the Father and God the Son. You can't have personal relationship. You can't have an experiential knowledge concerning God the Father and God the Son. You see, so when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 14, Paul says that I pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You see, the fellowship or the communion of the Holy Spirit. The word communion means fellowship, it means partnership, it means distribution, it means communication. He says the communication of the Spirit will be with you all forever. You see, so the Holy Spirit is in your life to communicate with you. You see, and his communicating with you is to communicate the glory of God into your life, the love of God into your life, the grace of the Lord into your life. This is what He's there for. You see, so you must acknowledge the fact that the Holy Spirit is in your life and that He's there to bring you into fellowship with God the Father and into fellowship with God the Son through the fellowship of the Spirit. You see, when you go to 1 John chapter 1, okay, I'm reading from verse 1. This is John speaking. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. And it says, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. John had a close relationship with the Lord. He knew God, he knew Jesus Christ for himself. He called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. That was his personal revelation concerning Jesus. Then verse 3 says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, so that you may also have fellowship with us. Then he says, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. You see, he says, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. How do you get into fellowship with the Father and into fellowship with the Son? You do so through the fellowship of the Spirit. You see, because the Spirit of God is there to bring you the fellowship of the Godhead, to make you know God. It's not enough to read about God, you see. It's not enough to read about God. You can know about God. But knowing about God and knowing God are two different things altogether. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps you know God. You see, go to John 16 verse 13. It says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. So the Holy Spirit doesn't even talk about himself. You see, he says, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Then verse 14 says, he shall glorify me. See, the Holy Spirit, Jesus is talking, he says, the Holy Spirit will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. In other words, he shall talk concerning me. So if you want to know me, go through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I hope it makes sense. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Then Jesus said in verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit takes the things of the Father and takes the things of the Son and shows them to you. He's the one who lets you know the Father and lets you know the Son. So acknowledge the fact that he's in your life. Acknowledge his ministry in your life. Fellowship with him. How do you fellowship with somebody? By sharing and talking with him. You see, tell him your problems. Tell him your challenges. Tell him about your successes. Tell him about what you want to do with yourself. You see, talk with him. Talk about everything and nothing. You see, if you are married, you talk about practically everything and nothing, really. You don't really have any plan for communication, but you just talk and feel free around each other. Relax around the Holy Spirit and share with him. Share your life with him as he also shares the life of the Father and the life of the Son with you, so that you get to know them very well. Hallelujah. That's his ministry in your life, to bring the fellowship of the Father and the fellowship of the Son. Receive his ministry into your life and acknowledge his ministry in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.